I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Today I'm recording at the beach, so I'm hoping that there's not too much wind in the background. But the inspiration is here to share a message. You are peace. And this episode is especially dedicated to you and also to a dear friend, Jonathan, who shared words that I wrote to him over 7 years ago on a bookmark, and he's paid tribute in a really special way, and I'm very thankful. It has really caused me to pause, to sit still, and to reflect, be thankful. The words that I shared with Jonathan were words that I don't necessarily take credit for. I'm sure they've been said before me, they'll be said after me. And one of the things as a writer or creative that I've become more and more in touch with is that I'm not the writer. The writing is just happening. Not even the speaker. The speaking is happening, and this body is a vessel. And so those words were the only peace that you find at the top of the mountain is the peace that you bring with you. The only peace that you find at the top of the mountain is the peace that you bring with you. And the inspiration for sharing those words all those years ago would be the same as they are now. And the same that I've discovered in this long pursuit of freedom. It's been almost 7 years to the day that I received my first book, Meditative Questions. And that really sort of turbocharged this seeking for freedom. And the experience of freedom, I feel, is felt as peace. And things have, in these last 7 years, sort of collapsed upon themselves. And a quote from Dear Basho that I used to anchor that first book, Meditative Questions, was, "Do not follow in the footsteps of the wise, seek what they sought." And the way that is folded on itself for me now is that I understand that we, the seekers, are already what we seek. This peace, this freedom, you are it. And it's very easy to say these words. I hope that you feel the truth of these words. But the current creative project that I'm working on now is really an effort to put that in words, bring that beautiful Zen out of the clouds, and hopefully share in a way that might be more tangible. But for now, this message, "You are peace," is very closely tied to those words that I shared with Dear Jonathan, that the only peace that you find at the top of a mountain is the peace that you bring with you. There's a feeling that we would have peace if only this condition or that condition was met. If we could go here, do that, be with this person and not that person, create this perfect set of circumstances that we feel would create peace for ourselves. But the reality is that peace is what you are. And as a tribute to you and Dear Jonathan on this episode, I'd like to just share a meditation to hopefully facilitate that recognition. In this moment, if you're able, just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Imagine that there's only you. You're in this space and time, this here and now, which is actually timeless and spaceless, alone. There's only you. What is felt? If there's a feeling of love, that is within you. If there's some feeling of uncertainty or fear, that is within you. There are no outer forces. These feelings are being felt here and now by you, all alone in this beautiful space, spaceless space, outer space. The opportunity in this moment is to let go of everything, let go of any fear, any worry. Put aside any excitement or thoughts about the future. Let go of any memories. Just become completely present right here, right now. Be empty, but know that that emptiness is actually fullness. This emptiness is divine love. As all of that is lifted from you, all of the feelings, all of the thoughts, you're just resting in and as this love. And hopefully, like me, you're feeling just peace. This peace is what you are. You are already it. So whether you're here in the place where you are, on a mountaintop, on a beach, this peace is always available to you. Simply release any and everything that you're holding on to. Know that it's only you. Anything that might seem to be causing you some disturbance, imagine it's only an empty boat. Those feelings are arising in you. Any feeling of agitation or irritation or stress is arising within you. It's originating from you. The same with love, hate, hope, fear. All of the emotions start with you. You have the opportunity to define your experience from moment to moment. And that is based solely on the feeling, the thought, the energy that you are giving your attention to. But the beautiful opportunity is to release it all. We can do this at any point, at any time. Just release everything and be free. Which is what you are. Your freedom itself, your peace itself. And this recognition allows you to have a continuing experience of peace, recognizing that anything that might seem to interrupt that peace is only something that you are giving your attention to. Release your attention, shift back to the here and the now. Close your eyes and feel that you are all alone, that it's only you. Nothing else, no one else is around. It's just you. And you have the opportunity to dictate how you want to be experiencing this moment of here and now, based solely on what you give your attention to. If you give your attention to love, all of the things that you're thankful for, the beauty of the world, your experience will be beautiful. and you can climb that mountain and appreciate all of the views without a restless mind or a troubled heart. You experience every moment in this uninterrupted peace by simply remaining as you are, unburdened of all of the things that you might have been holding on to, the noise of the mind. Drop that away and recognize that you are that which is seeing the noise, hearing the noise. Shift to this position of observation. Know that you are the seeing itself, the absolute, completely unaffected by what is being seen. Those thoughts do not have the power to disturb you unless you give them your attention and your belief. Identify as that which you truly are. Peace. And remain as you are. And be free. Of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I'm sending all my love and gratitude to you for sharing your positive vibes, your lovely messages, all of that which has continued to inspire me over these past 7 years and more. And my hope is only that I might have the opportunity to continue to return that love in the form of these messages or books or however the universe deems fit to remind you of your beautiful, true self, the uninterrupted peace that you already are, the freedom that you are. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.